Hi, this is a dictation for Kimura Alif, K-I-M-O-R-A, A-L-I-F-F. Date of birth is 9/26/2004. Date of accident 9/26/2021. Date of service is 2/8/2021. Ms. Kimura Alif is a victim of an automobile accident. She was rear-ended on 6/26/2021 as a driver, leading to headache and various symptoms of TBI along with pain in the neck, both shoulders and lower back with radiculopathy to left arm, left leg. Currently, the patient has headaches that are moderately present along with symptoms of TBI, but her pain in the neck is now better. Only pain left is in the left shoulder, for which an MRI was ordered on the last visit. That is going to be done on Monday. Currently, she reports pain in the left shoulder is the worst, 9 on a scale of 1 to 10, with ability to do the abduction of the arm is 90 degrees. The pain in the right lower back, mostly towards the sacroiliac joint, is 5 on a scale of 1 to 10, and it is improving with physical therapy and other methods. The MRI was positive for a bulging disc at L5-S1, and no other issues were identified. Cervical MRI was completely normal. The patient is undergoing physical therapy, as well as she is also seeing a neurologist, Dr. Benson, and Dr. Weiss, W-E-I-S-S, who is a neuropsych therapist for her TBI injuries. The patient will be re-evaluated after the MRI for left shoulder is available. At this time, there is no other plan for any injection treatment, as she is a minor child, and most of the pathology is get better with physical therapy. Pain level is reported to be between 6 and 9, and 80% pains are now gone and get better. ADLs that are affected are sleep 10 on a scale of 1 to 10, work is affected 9, general activity and relationship with other people are affected 8. In the system review, patient reports that in neurology and psych, there is a headache, vision disturbance, ear ringing, difficulty sleeping, weakness, loss of balance, lack of focus, lack of concentration, anxiety, and panic. The patient does not have any loss of memory or any double vision or seizures, blackouts. And in the pain and numbness, patient has a pain in the left hip, left side of the, the right hip and right side of the back, along with pain in the left shoulder and associated with stiffness of the shoulder and lower back stiffness. In the GI, patient has constipation and stomach pain, but denies any nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, digestive problems, incontinence of the bowel, blood in the stool, or trouble swallowing. In the GI, patient has frequency of the urination and denies any incontinence of the urine, painful urination, or blood in the urine. In respiratory, patient has no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. In last 30 days, patient reports that the pain levels are the same, and there is no changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any other trauma. Current pain medications are none. Patient is on Ultram, and substance abuse is patient uses marijuana. Compliance history, patient is fully compliant to the pain medicine regimen. The physical examination is as follows. The blood pressure is 110/72. Pulse is 68 and temperature 96.1 and pulse ox is 100. Rest of it is same as previous visit of 12/2/2021. Dictation number is 1207-035. Along with diagnosis, plan of care is to continue seeing a psychiatrist, psychotherapist, neuropsych therapist, neurologist, as well as meet again after the MRI for the right shoulder is done. There is a weakness of the right arm, and possibly due to the injury to the shoulder. Other than that, there are no other definite positive findings, and no other plan of any other treatment is needed at this time. Physical therapy will continue 2 times per week, and disability continues. Patient is not disabled, but caseworker has been employed because of the TBI. Thank you.